On Tuesday, the 1972 Miami Dolphins were honored at the White House, only 41 years after their win in Super Bowl VI. According to those present, 31 members of that undefeated squad enjoyed the proceedings, but three didn't even show up, for reasons Will Leach of Sports on Earth thinks are dumb. Will, welcome back to Only a Game.
Of course, thanks for having me on.
In Tuesday's column titled Pointless Grandstanding, you call out the three Dolphins who snubbed President Obama, defensive lineman Manny Fernandez, offensive lineman Bob Kuchenberg, and center Jim Langer. Why?
I try to make it as clear as possible in the column, the idea that when any president calls, you should go. I think because, you know, I looked at times when Manny Ramirez and Pia Sundage, who was the coach of USA women's soccer team, they'd refused to go see President Bush. They were dumb, too. I feel like, you know, that is
just get that straight right in front.
Yeah, I want to make that very clear. It is a nonpartisan idiocy that to not go. I feel like, you know, one of the great little things of this, frankly, rather silly tradition of having teams come to the White House, it is really one of the things that really speaks to what's great about sports is you can give yourself this illusion of living outside the political bubble. It's the one thing that, generally speaking, the president knows everyone's going to be pretty happy to be there. Of all the drudgery things he must do throughout the day, this is something where he gets to put up a jersey and smile and make a very hackneyed joke about the team and then complain about how the Bears or the White Sox didn't win. So I find it sad in the day and age that we can't actually have a thing where you can sit in a room with someone and say, hey, it's amazing to me that I'm with the president, even if I disagree with him on everything.
Well, speaking of which, you write, when the president invites you to the White House, even if he is actively trying to pass a law that says you personally are no longer allowed to eat cake, you stop what you are doing and you go. Really? Because I am a huge fan of cake.
Yeah. I mean, listen, that to me is why you rise above it. Whatever it is that we might disagree on, he's the president of the United States, and I am a citizen of this country. And it would be bad if we made people go to the White House when they were called. That would be something entirely different. But I also reserve the right to say how silly that is. You know, these conversations with the president are 30 seconds that you will never forget, and he will never remember having gone through it all. and if the president were on the opposite side of me on every issue and I got invited, I would not be able to look my family in the face when I got home, when I told them, oh, no, I didn't go see the president because I'm mad about this issue and I'm going to go and post an angry blog comment about. So, you know, it's really a matter of decorum more than anything else. The notion that you can actually disagree with someone in a reasonable way without actually being, I'm so disgusted by this person that I will not share the stage with him.
What do you think of guys like NASCAR drivers Kurt Busch, Greg Biffle, Carl Edwards, Tony Stewart, and Kevin Harvick, who all rejected Obama's 2011 invitation for scheduling conflicts? Are they on your naughty list too?
Well, certainly, you know, the life of driving around in circles is, you know, it's a busy one. Short of like my actual wedding or illness, it's hard to think of anything that would make, and even with, you know, it came to the wedding, I would assume my wife would understand that the president just called and said, hey, I'm going to give you this plaque and get your picture taken with me. I would like to think such things could be scheduled around, but I do think maybe that's a step better. I don't know, maybe not. Like, maybe that actually is a little more cowardly in a way. If you're really not going to see the president for philosophical reasons, you should at least say it. I think you're dumb, but but you should at least have the wherewithal to say it.
Now that the Will Leach has weighed in, any chance that we'll see an end to athletes who stay at home while their teammates shake hands with the leader of the free world?
I am sure I have shaken them to their very foundation. I am certain that those three Dolphins, after really patting themselves on the back and feeling wonderful about the move they made, read my column and like, my gosh, this guy is right. If you look at the comments under my column, it is clear that it is in no way been taken as a political column at all. And everyone's been very reasonable. No, everyone's having the same partisan fights they do in every comment section under every story ever. So I feel like maybe my column was not only proof of my theory, but also its refutation.
Will Leach is senior editor at Sports on Earth. You can link to his column at onlyagame.org. Will, thanks for speaking with me.
Of course. Thanks for having me.